Super Bowl Sunday, the game time is about 6:18. New England is 3-point favorites as we speak, but to a lot of folks, the game isn't the big deal. It's the commercials. Consumer-created Super Bowl ads have dominated the USA Today ad meter in the past 5 years. Who will crash the Super Bowl this time around? Jeff Klein is the Senior Director of Marketing for Frito-Lay brand, and Jeff is going to tell us about the details of this year's Crash the Super Bowl contest. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Boy, what a good gig you have. Anything dealing with the Super Bowl must be fun.
It's definitely the best part of my year.
Well, let's talk about Crash the Super Bowl. Tell us about it.
Crash the Super Bowl is a program where, when at Doritos, the brand is about very immersive marketing. And, for the target that we're going after, it's not about broadcasting to them, it's about getting them engaged in the brand, and we can't think of a better way to engage our fans in the brand than to turn the keys over to them when it comes to creative on the world's biggest stage. So for the past 6 years, we've had Crash the Super Bowl, where we literally turn our ad time over to the consumers to air on the Super Bowl their creative.
So tell me what we may see this year.
There's five finalists, and to be honest, we all won't know until they air which ones win, but we've got a couple of spots that will air during the game, and depending on how they do on the USA Today ad meter, there could be $1 million given away to the ad, or the folks who created the ad, and a chance to work on a future project with the Lonely Island, which is Andy Samberg and his group of guys who do all the SNL digital shorts.
Now, did ad agencies put these together, or did Bob down the street with his home camera put together the spots?
Probably somewhere in between. It's definitely not the ad agencies, but it's also typically the folks who make it this far in the competition aren't just a family out on a Saturday kind of, looking for something to do as well. It's typically people who are very interested in breaking into the film industry. Their passion is not necessarily working at an ad agency, but their passion is definitely to have their creative seen, and this is the stage that we provide.
All right, why do this as opposed to having some high-priced ad agency put together an ad that would entice folks to buy Doritos?
You know what? We in year one when it happened, just to take you back where things were then to reset. That was back when YouTube was barely a startup, Twitter didn't exist, and Facebook was only available to college students back then. So really, it was a way for the brand to break free and kind of set the tone for what we want it to be about. And to be honest, over the past 6 years, consumers have never let us down. We finished in the top five the last every year we've been in there. So it's success breeds success.
Jeff, are you sure you're not wasting your money? Because everybody buys Doritos. Whenever we go to the store, there's different kind of chips, so we always grab a bag of those. We just bought another bag because we ran out of the first bag to make taco salad for the kids. You don't need to do this. We already know about Doritos.
It's certainly not an awareness issue that we're having. People have a lot of choices when they go to the grocery store, and there's certainly we don't consider just other chips who we're competing with when we look at what folks want to eat. But to us, it's not about driving awareness. To us, it's about being more engaged in the brand, and we can't think of a better way to do that.
Jeff, what engages your customers more in your brand? Is it commercial? Is the social media? What's most effective?
I think, when we look at this program, there's certainly the folks who, the makers, which we call as the people actually entering the contest, which is the 6,000 ads that have been submitted. But by far the bigger part of it is the social media and things that go around. We look at a few of the ads that have been created this year already have a few million views on YouTube. So there's definitely different levels of engagement, but for the folks that we're targeting, which is young adults and teens, social media is it's not a novelty to them, it's their behavior.
All right, Jeff, two more questions for you. Do you gear your spots for the consumer? You just spoke of younger kids, or do you aim for the parents, since they're the ones buying the goods?
That's a great question, because what we know is when you're targeting youth, you know, the folks who are eating your product are not necessarily the ones buying it. So who we target is we want to engage the folks who love the brand, which are the young adults and the teenagers, but we want to make sure that it's seen in a context where the folks buying it will happen. So that's why Super Bowl is such a great platform for us, because you've got that mixture of everybody watching, but I think when you see the ads, you'll see exactly who we're targeting with them.
So you're saying us moms and dads who grew up with Doritos don't eat them nearly as much as the kids?
I'm saying we've got to fuel a new generation.
There you go. All right, Jeff, for people who want more information about Crash the Super Bowl, where do they go?
You can go to crashthesuperbowl.com or doritos.com for all the information, and it's a real neat interactive experience there, and you know, all five of the ads are great in our minds that are going forward, and we're excited to see who wins.
All right, Jeff, you could save a few bucks on me and my family. You had us at Doritos. That's all
Got
we
it.
Need. Take care.
Thank you.